Welcome to Lake Flashback. Reporter Sarah Simpson has been combing through old newspapers with the assistance of the Katsa Station Museum and Archive so we can jog your memory, give you that nostalgic feeling, or just a chuckle, as we take a look at what was making headlines this week around Cowichan Lake in years gone by. This week around the Cowichan Lake area. 10 years ago. It was just 10 years ago that, Lake Cowichan councillors react to four-year terms, was the top headline on the front of the Lake Cowichan Gazette of March 12, 2014. Local elections will occur this fall and from November, those elected to councils and school boards in British Columbia will serve four-year terms instead of three. The issue was voted on and passed last year by the Union of BC Municipalities in a move that will see the next local election, after this one, take place in 2018, said the story, which highlighted the idea that, councillors say the pending four-year terms for local elections will attract those who are most dedicated. A decade ago a teacher strike was also looming, according to a story on page 2 of the same newspaper. Valley teachers support strong strike position, was the headline. Cowichan and Lake Cowichan teachers have joined with the BC Teachers Federation membership in delivering a strong strike mandate. Public school teachers voted 89% in favor of strike action in three stages following voting conducted during 3 days last week. As for what teachers are thinking in Cowichan, I can say that they are aware that we are in the same predicament as we have been for the past 12 years, noted Naomi Nielsen, president of the Cowichan District Teachers Association. We have the same government in power that stripped our collective agreements of class size and composition language. We are hopeful that the overwhelmingly positive strike vote will be enough to ensure BCPSEA, BC Public School Employers Association, secures a deal with us provincially. A strike vote is not something taken lightly, nor is engaging in any sort of job action. We hope this is resolved as soon as possible. 25 years ago, in a contrast from what was reported last week 25 years ago, the following week, March 17, 1999, the Lake News reported that the lake's crown jewels may not be lost after all. In the story, Pullinger believes we'll get the land. Jan Pullinger, Minister of Human Resources and MLA for the Cowichan Lake area, said she believes Lake Cowichan will get Lakeview Park and the Selec Center. She said there has been a misunderstanding and confusion which she is straightening out. She met with council about 2 weeks ago, she said. We'll keep an eye on that drama in the coming weeks. Chairperson of school board warns of $1 million cut to funding, was the top story of the same paper. In a press release issued by school district number 79, it is announced that this district over 1999 and the year 2000 will see a reduction in funding close to $500,000. The shortfall this year is already an equivalent amount, meaning we'd be reducing overall by over $1 million worth of service next school year, said Sharon Lund, chair of school district number 79. Despite the province has promised a $143 per student increase, Lund said this district won't see that increase due to a drop in enrollment amounting to 125 students. Oh, and also the Y2K panic was starting to set in. If you are wondering about generators or if you are trying to decide whether this Y2K bug eye is bunch of baloney, check out our Y2K page on page 9, teased the paper. If only I'd looked at page 9. 40 years ago, people were trying not to go hungry this time 40 years ago, according to the Lake News of March 14, 1984. Cowichan Lake area residents are beginning to feel financially pinched as a result of the pulp workers' lockout. The Lake Cowichan Food Bank was nearly cleaned out March 1 as a combination of the closure of the Yubu sawmill and the arrival of welfare checks. Workers report heavy shopping there last week as well, although the week after the welfare checks are issued has been a light one for the food bank in the past. Many new families have been registering recently to be eligible for the cheap food service, and many of them have been from Yubu. Meanwhile, owners of small corner food stores have been noticing a drop in customer sales, according to a survey taken by the Lake News last week. The owners all say that their customers are suffering and as a result are buying less. Mike Castle, of Four Castles Grocery in Massachie Lake, said that people have not been reduced to asking for credit yet, but added that he may see it if the lockout drags on. In other news, 5 Cowichan Lake youths will be charged following a destructive spree in Honeymoon Bay earlier this month. Lake Cowichan police were called to the community early March 4 when told that a group was causing a disturbance, according to police. Police said a police officer investigating discovered that highway signs had been torn out and laid across the main road. A total of 15 signs had been stolen and used to block the highway, causing a hazard to motorists, const. Earl Smith said.